Phil Owens, talk to me about immigration reform. Now, everybody's talking immigration, but you're up there on the border. How does that affect you and the people who live in your district?
Well, you know, it's a very interesting issue. If you talk to people in my district, the vast majority of immigration conversation revolves around the southern border, not the fact that essentially 100 yards away is the Canadian border, and we have streams of people coming across literally every day. If you go into a parking lot in Plattsburgh or Messina or Watertown on a weekend, you see Canadian plates, and dozens, if not hundreds, of Canadian plates. We have many companies in our region that are subsidiaries of Canadian companies. People don't think about the Canadian border as a border that has immigration issues. So from our perspective, what we're trying to do is accomplish a couple of things in any immigration discussion. Number one, we don't want to injure the great relationship we have with Canada now. Number two, we want to make sure that we solve the farm labor issue. That's probably the largest immigration issue that we face in the North Country, making sure that our farmers have an adequate supply of labor to milk cows, to pick crops, to do other work in the ag industry. This is a very important piece for me. So when I look at this legislation, those are going to be my two top priorities. Then we have to figure out a way to make sure that the number of immigrants that are coming into the country match the need as we go forward in terms of work. So we don't want to be in a position where we have lots of people coming into the country who, as a result, drive down the wages of Americans. But that assumes that Americans would do that particular kind of work. Not always true, particularly in the ag industry. So we want to make sure that we stay focused again on what is the issue and how do we solve it. Clearly, the Obama administration has deported more folks during its first 4 years than I believe the Bush administration did in the 8 years it was in office. So that system is working. I'm not saying it's working perfectly, but it is working. We need to beef up border security. So, again, we control the flow of people into the United States to make sure that it matches our real economic needs.
Canada's our number one trading partner, right?
Yes.
And has there been any grousing from your district about the increased security? I know I needed a passport to get up there one day. The increased security that we've put on to this traffic in terms of, you know, our trade.
Absolutely. We hear about this all the time. It tends to ebb and flow a little bit. Sometimes it seems worse than others, sometimes better. One of the areas that we're working on, as I mentioned before, is this Beyond the Border Agreement, because that is really focused on moving people and goods more swiftly, but eyeing our need for security. And that means you want to continue to focus on the high-risk people and goods and really allow more ease in traveling back and forth across the border to the vast majority of people who do not pose a risk. And that's the whole purpose of the Beyond the Border Agreement, and one we have to continue to work on so we alleviate that problem.
I wanted to ask you something, and that is there's a big controversy about this pipeline, Keystone Pipeline, going from Canada all the way down the United States. Have you been involved in that, or would you like to stay away from it?
Well, I have very early on indicated that I was in favor of the Keystone Pipeline, and not because I think it's going to be some form of short-term salvation for us, but I really look at it as long-term. What we need to do is get away from dependence upon countries like Venezuela and the Middle East. We have really our most supportive ally, our largest trading partner in Canada. We need to I think have that pipeline open, not for tomorrow, but for 10 years and 15 years from now, so that we have a steady stream of reliable, secure oil, because we will not in the next 20 years step away to the point where we will be completely energy independent, nor will we be able to avoid importing some level of oil. I'd rather import it from Canada than I would from a place where that could easily be cut off, and in my view, the price will likely rise as Southeast Asia, particularly China, picks up more and more demand for oil. In fact, on the news last night, one of the reasons people are giving for the increase in gasoline prices throughout the United States is that China is pulling more oil, if you will, out of the Middle East and Venezuela, coupled with the fact that OPEC is reducing its production. So when you take those things into account and you look at them both short-term and long-term, it seems to me that that Keystone Pipeline simply makes sense both from an economic but also a national security perspective.
Bill Owens, we're hearing a lot from environmental people who say that this will just encourage consumption. What we need is a major plan that will just force us to go to, you know, other modalities, you know, wind and water and the like.
Well, you know, I think that we need to be doing all of those things. I still believe that we have more than ample opportunity to develop wind, water, solar, biofuels. All of those things need to be developed. But I don't think in the next 20 years or in the next 30 years, they're going to make up 100% of our energy consumption. So we need to be really playing in every arena to make sure that we have those options available. In addition to that, I think that as time goes on, our technology will get much better. And as that technology gets better, we may be able to do wind more efficient than solar, or solar more efficient than wind. And we're going to see growth in those areas. I think we have to keep everything in play so that we can see where technology is going to take us.
There's a House ethics investigation over a trip to Taiwan. I know you've said you expect to be cleared in that one. Can you tell us a little about what that was?
Well, that was a situation that we believed we fully complied with all of the applicable rules. At the time we took the trip, we took that trip solely because there was an opportunity to have a conversation with TSMC, which is a big chip maker in Taiwan, for the potential to them to come to the United States, particularly New York. And when we looked at that, it was in relation to the Marcy site out in central New York. I now understand from some other articles that have been written that they're now looking in the Albany region as another alternative. My belief is that if we could bring jobs to upstate New York, people in my area commute 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour for a good-paying job. These are clearly good-paying jobs, and they tend to have the effect, if you will, of lifting all boats. So we went solely for that purpose. This was a hardworking trip, in no way a junket, and when it came to light last May that there may have been a problem with that, I immediately paid the full cost of the trip back.
Did you think it was a political attack on you? In other words, that somebody was doing you dirty?
Well, you know, I don't want to think that, but certainly it does cross your mind.
I think that's enough said on that one, especially when they're after your district and as hard as they can. But it didn't work, did it?
It did not in the last election. And, you know, again, we thought we were being forthright and clear as to what we were doing. And as I said before, I fully expect at the end of the day that my position will win out, if you will.
It's always great to talk to Bill Owens, talking to us frankly and from the heart. And I appreciate, Bill, your being here, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks very much, Alan. Take care of yourself.